We're in the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to John. Why did John write this Gospel? What? To prove that Jesus was Jehovah God. As simple as that. Brother Noah, would you mind coming up here and leading us in prayer tonight, brother?
Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for letting us gather together tonight and learn more about your word, Father. Help us to understand what we would have to learn, Father. Just help us to try to comprehend and to understand your word, Father. Thank you for this time to be able to learn learn from Jim and then to just try to absorb it, Father. Give Jim plenty of patience to teach us, and we'll thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. John, the 9th chapter. So Jesus is proving to the world forever, and to the Jews forever, that Jesus is Jehovah God. All right? The first one we want to look at is Isaiah 44 and verse 6. And John 1:1, John 1:14. Do you have it there? You want to come right up here and read that for us? Isaiah 44 and verse 6.
This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Do you want me to keep going?
Yes.
And who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let him foretell what will come.
All right. Thank you very much. So what does it say there? That I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Right in John 1:1, it says, N-R-K, in the beginning, kept on being the Jehovah. The word there means Jehovah. It's a Hebraism. All right? It says that he kept on being, continuously existed in eternity past. John 1:1 says, in the beginning kept on being the Word, and the Word kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead, as it said there in Isaiah 44 and verse 6. There is no other. And then John 1:14 says, Kai ho logos sarx aganato, and the Word flesh he became, or the Jehovah flesh he became. I can't repeat that enough, because if you don't get that, you've lost all of John. Simple as that. You've lost it all. Of course, John 1:18 says that he led himself out of eternity into space and time. So Isaiah 44 and verse 6. Do you see how John said that in the book of Revelation? What does it say there in the first chapter of the book of Revelation? I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Aleph and the Tau. I am the beginning and I am the end. As simple as that. I am the beginning and I am the end. All right, let's go on to the next verses here, Isaiah 42, 6 through 8. Isaiah 42, 6 through 8. Who has that? Isaiah 42, 6 through 8. You got that one? You want to bring that up here, Sharon? Sharon and Sharon. Got both of my Sharons tonight. Boy, that's nice.
I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you, and I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. I am Jehovah. There is no other. I will open the eyes of the blind. Did Jesus do that? Is this a messianic promise of Jesus healing those who were blind? As simple as that. Huh?
And a light to the Gentiles.
And a light to the Gentiles. All right? And I think it says in Arabah, a light to the Gentiles. A light to the Gentiles. Now, the Gentiles walked in darkness, did they not? Genesis 1 and 3, and it says that God began to restore the earth, And then it says, and God said, and let light become. And let light become. Let light become. Genesis 1 and 3. And light became. Now, the root of the name Jehovah is what? The root of the name Jehovah. Hiya. All right. And Jehovah? That's Jehovah. Do you see how it... Do you see the root in there? And Jehovah means what? He who shall become. I shall become a light to the Gentiles. John 1:14. Kai hologo sarx agenito. And the Jehovah, or the Word, flesh, He became. And we'll see that exactly all of these prophecies in the Old Testament tonight we're going to see fulfilled in the Gospel of John and the book of Revelation in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. John just keeps on repeating himself over and over and over because he had a good message. As simple as that. All right. Isaiah 35:4-6. Isaiah 35:4-6. Who's got that one? Brother Mike, you have that one?
I do not.
Oh, you do not. Young lady, do you have that, Chris? All right. Isaiah 35:4-6.
Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be
opened. Okay, hold on right there. He will come and do what?
And save you.
Save you. What does Jesus mean? Jehovah saves. It's the same as Jehoshua, or Joshua, or Yahshua. It means Jehovah saves. So he will come and save you. Go ahead now.
Okay. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf.
All right. The eyes of the blind shall be opened.
Yeah.
And the ears of the deaf. And what else?
Shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the inhabitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. 4-8?
Yes.
Okay. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the Highway of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
Okay. Back up there again. We find out over and over and over again what he's saying. The blind shall see. Only the Messiah would do this. This is, and he said, I am what? I am Jehovah. And Jesus kept saying over and over again in Greek, ego eimi, I am. I am. I am the light of the world. I am the eternal one. When Abraham saw me, he rejoiced to see me. He's saying that he is eternal. He lived back when Abraham lived. That's what we call the pre-incarnate Christ. The pre-incarnate Christ. Now let's go to John, the 9th chapter. Now, we read 9 and 1 last week, and we introduced you just a little bit to this. Kai paragon. Adain, anthropon, tuflon, ek genetes. All right? And now we're going to see something, and John puts this down. It's very, very important that John puts this down. And going along, he saw a man. Now, no one had ever been healed from blindness that was born blind. This man did not have the facilities to see, ever, in his life. Now, sometimes people can lose their eyesight and get it back. We know that in Laodicea, there was a great school of medicine there that made eye salve, that people would get eye infections and things, and they would get and the ointment would restore their sight and kill the infection. It was an antibiotic thing that would just kill the infection. Well, this man was born blind. And let's see what in the world happens. 9 and verse 2 now. Kai eroteson. Auton. Hoi. matete, altu, legontes, rabe, tes, hamarten, hutos, a, hoi, gonois, agones, that is, altu, hina, tuflos, genete. And they kept on interrogating him. The ones disciples of him, the ones habitual learners, these were his church members. They kept on interrogating Jesus. Now, let's see that Judaistic idea of sin and depravity and wealth and poverty was so instilled in them that even though they learned this in the synagogues, Jesus hadn't washed it out of them yet. So let's see what they say. And they kept on interrogating him, his disciples, his church members, saying, nominee, plural, masculine, present, participle, acting. That's a continuing thing, Brother Dick. Just on and on and on. They kept saying this. Rabbi. And what does Rabbi mean? Huh?
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor of theology. He's a doctor of theology. He's a very revered one. A rabbi was a doctor of theology. Rabbi, who he sinned? Who sinned? 9 and verse 2. Who sinned? This one? Now, who's they talking about this one? Who told us right here? Who's this one? The man that was blind. Okay. Or the parents, the generators of him. That word genes there, that means where he came from. The ones that generated him. We get the word Genesis from this. Are the ones that generated him. His parents. Could someone go out there and stop those little boys from running around and doing their skateboard things, please? We'll have a continuous. The parents of him. In order that blind, he was born. Why was he born blind? Now, it had to be sin that caused this blindness. Now, sin has caused all disease in America and in the Middle East and any place where human beings walk on the ground. But this man was born blind. How could he have done anything? He had the infection of sin in his blood. Because he had a father that was a human. Okay. And his parents. Now, were they terrible sinners? And you have to realize, under the Judaistic idea of thought, that if you were poor, or got sick, or anything else, it was because you had been a bad sinner. Otherwise, you'd be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Okay. But that's not the way it is it? That's not the way it is. That's not what happens. Okay? 9 and verse 3. Thank you, brother. Apokrite Jesus. Ute, hutos, hamartin, ute, hoi, genes, autu, al, hina, phanerothe, ha, erga, tuthiu, en autu. And he answered, or caught up in speech. It comes from apo and krino. What it means is he's giving a defense, speaking back a defense. And to Jesus, neither this one he sinned, nor the one's parents of him. But in order that might be put in the light, it might be put in the light, third person singing first errors, subjunctive and passive. It might be put in the back. It might be. See there, that's the maybe mode again, the subjunctive mode. And the passive voice, it means something was acting upon. And so that it might be put in the light, the works of the God in him. In other words, we're going to see manifest the powers of God. 9 and verse 4. Himas, dei, erga zespe. Ta, erga, to Tempsantos. Me, Eos, Hemera, Esten, Erketai, Nix, Hote, Udes, Dinate, Ergas Este. It is bindingly necessary. Third person singular, present, imperative, active. It is bindingly necessary, us, to work the works of the one having sent me. To do the works of the one having sent me. Until. That's a little adverb or conjunction of time right there that heals there. Until the day it is, it may come. All right, it comes for itself, that is. Night. Look at that word, nyctos. Our word night comes right out of that word. Nyctos. Night. Comes right out of this Greek word. It comes night when no one is able, he is called to be able to work. 9 and verse 5. The last verses that Christine read there, it said that Jesus would bring water into a dry land. The Jews would reject the Messiah. The title of this message is, as the blind are called to see, but the spiritually blind, are their damnation is sealed. All right? The blind see, and the spiritually blind seal their fate. Because they will not see. Now, they had all of the scriptures. Did the Gentiles have any scriptures at all? Nothing. You know what they did? They believed what they saw. And they believed it from the depths of their hearts. Photon, en to cosmo. O, phos, eimi, to cosmo. When in the world I may be light. What? How would Jesus might be light? Who would he might be light to? Did the Jews believe that he was the light of the world? No. But then a few, a limited few, all right, believed that he was the light of the world. And see, it's in the subjunctive mode. Salvation is always in the subjunctive mode. You see that, Brother Montana? That means their volition. In election. There's volition in it. There is a free will in it. There is a volition. There's a volitative quality. Man does believe. He is caused to be able to believe. When in the world I may be light, I am of the world. I am going to be the light of the world. I'm going to be light to the whole world. The Jews may reject me, and remember the verses that we read from Isaiah. Here comes your what? King. He was the king of Israel. An impostor was on the throne. Who was that impostor? Herod. He was not even of the right lineage, was he? No. He was of Esau, not Jacob. Jacob is Israel, not Esau. All right? Now, let's see what takes place over here in 9 and verse 6 now. 9 and verse 6. Tauta, epon, eptisen, Kame, Kai, Epoison, Pelon, Ek, Tu, Patismatos, Kai, Epi, Ek, Krisen, Altu, Ton, Pelon, Epi, Tus, Ophthalmos. Having said these things, he spit upon the, literally to the ground, and he made pilon, mud, out of the saliva. Now we have divine saliva here, don't we? That's what we have, divine mud and divine saliva. That mud and that saliva would have cured any illness. I've seen people so lazy that their sweat would cure leprosy. Have you ever heard of that? People so lazy, if they would sweat, it would cure leprosy because it's not ever going to happen. But this spittle was divine spittle. It was from God the Son, Jehovah in flesh, and when he mixed it with the clay, it was medicine, regardless. Because when he put this upon his eyes, it says, and he made mud out of the saliva, and he placed upon of him the mud upon the ophthalmos. his accusative plural masculine upon his eyes, both of his eyes. Okay? 9 and verse 7. Kai epain, alto, hipage. That funny looking Y up there, that is a capital Ypsilon, okay? Netse, Aistain, Kalambetharon. Tu Silom. Ho Er Me Nu Ete. Apostolimenos. Apelting. Un Kai Enepsato. Kai Elthane Glapon. And he said to him, you go, and I want you to splash. I want you to sprinkle. This word comes from what? That's nepto. Remember what nepto means? It means to pour. All right? Splash. Not a pour. There's baptizo, which means what? That means to immerse or to dip. And then we have rontizo. All right, what does that mean? To sprinkle. And then we have nipto, which means to pour or splash a lot of water. Pour water on it. Take water and go like that. Pour water. Okay? Now he's going to go and he's going to pour water. All right, you go wash. You go wash yourself in the pool of the Siloam. Now, he's going to take something and he's going to pour water over his eyes. And he's going to wash his eyes out. Which is translated, having been sent. And he went, therefore, and he washed, and he came seeing. All right? He came back. Third person singular, second aorist indicative active, and he came back seeing. All right? Came back seeing. Now here, we have an absolute case that nobody among the Pharisees or the Sadducees didn't believe in anything spiritual, did they? They were just kind of religious atheists. That's basically what they were. They were deists to a certain extent. Thomas Jefferson was a deist. Thomas Jefferson, how many of you ever heard about the Jefferson Bible? Anybody heard the Jefferson Bible? Thomas Jefferson rewrote the Bible because he didn't believe the Bible. He didn't believe in any miracles and he didn't believe in any spiritual world or anything else. He believed somehow there was a deity that caused all things to wander around and go to place. Kind of like what we call an evolutionary deist. All right, theistic evolutionary. Theistic evolutionist. Well, so he took his Bible and he took out all the miracles out of the Bible. And he said Jesus was a good man, not God. There is no such thing as God among men. And so he took out all the miracles and all the Bible and he said, there it is. There's the simplest part of the story. And whether it's a compilation of stories. All the miracles were gone. God's gone. We just have a Sadducee. A Sadducee that doesn't believe in anything spiritual nor any afterlife at all. You just live and you need to be a real upstanding citizen. That's basically what they want. You need to believe in justice, right and wrong. And that was the only reason for religion for them. Okay? Now, the Sadducees, they didn't believe what's going on here. The Levites didn't believe it. The priests didn't believe it, but it's happening. Now, they have no answers for this. And he said to him, you go, and you pour water into your eyes from the pool of Siloam, which is translated, having been sent. And he went, therefore, and he washed, and he came back to them, seeing. Nominative singular mass and present participle acting. He didn't have any blurred vision or anything. He saw. 9 and 8. The ones, therefore, neighbors. All right? That word, it means his generation. His contemporaries. All right? That means the word contemporaries there. His contemporaries. Now, why would we need, why would John cut down the contemporaries, huh?
Are we going to read it in Greek first?
I didn't?
No.
All right. Hoi.
Un.
De tenes. Kai. Hoi. Theruntes. Auton. To proteron. Hote. Prosa. Prosetes. Ein. Elegon. Uk. Hutos. Esten. Ho. Kathemenos. Kai. Prosaiton. Okay. And the ones of the same generation, his contemporaries. Thank you, Brother Noah. I was looking at that and just translating it, thought I was reading it. I make those mistakes, you know. Sometimes I don't know where I am. I don't know how I do what I do for the shape I'm in. The ones, therefore, neighbors of the same generation, contemporaries, the ones beholding him, the one formerly, that's a little adverbial there, adverbial adjective, that a beggar, a prosaites, a beggar, an earnestly one who begs, a panhandler. He had a pan and he was begging. And he wasn't, I've had people go down from service station to service station and people be panhandling and everything else. And one guy said he saw this guy over here and he said, a Marine. He saw the same guy and he says, in the Air Force. This isn't a legitimate panhandler. All right. This guy was a legitimate panhandler. He was born blind. He couldn't see, and he had no way of making a living taking care of himself. He didn't have a welfare system. Basically, the Bible does have a welfare system in all reality. But, you know, that's why they could not. The seventh year that a farmer could not farm his land 7 years and get any profit from it. The seventh year was everybody else's, including the birds of the air and the animals of the fields. It wasn't his. It was theirs. Of course, they didn't like that very much. You know, they lost, you know, 1/7 of their profits. All right? And the ones, therefore, neighbors, the ones beholding him, that formerly knew that he was a beggar, that he kept on being a beggar, and they kept on saying, not this one, he is the one sitting, and the one begging, requesting. Isn't this the one? Now these people were totally surprised, amazed, and struck out of their senses. It didn't faze the Pharisees one little bit, did it? Not one little bit. It didn't faze the Levites one little bit, or the Sadducees, or any of those, because they weren't going to believe. They did not want to believe. And we saw last week that Jesus called them what? Angels? Devils. You're born of Satan. All right? Aloi. Elegon. Hote hutos. Esten. Aloi. Elegon. Uki. Allah. Hamoyois. Auto. Esten. Echinos, Elegane, Hote, Ego, Amy. And again. And the others, they kept on saying that this one, he is some other one, a different one. That word there, Aloi, means a different person that looks like him. And he kept on saying, no, but like him he is. He looks like him. That one, he kept on saying, that I am. He uses the same words that Jesus uses here. I am. I'm the one. I'm who I am. I know who I am. This is quite a story, isn't it? This is a man born blind. Now we see the fulfillment of Isaiah 44 and verse 6. Of Isaiah 42, 6 through 8. Isaiah 35, 4 through 6. We see it. Elegon. Un. Auto. Hos un, anu ex theison, su hoi athamoi. And they kept on saying, therefore, to him, how, therefore, they were opened up of you the eyes. Why are you seeing? How did this happen? Now, did he see Jesus? Did this man ever see Jesus when he was blind?
No.
He sent him away, didn't he? Somebody had to walk him to the pool of Siloam. He didn't see who healed him, did he? No. He only heard his voice. That's all. He didn't know who had healed him. It didn't take any faith for him to be healed, did it? Because he didn't know anything. Apokrite, ekinos, hoi or ho anthropos, ho legomenos, Jesus, pelon, epoiesen, kai, et erkrise, mu, tus, athamus. And he answered, caught up in speech, that one, the man, the one being called Jesus, mud he made, and he anointed of me the eyes. That man, Jesus. All right? Of course, Jesus, Joshua means what? Jehovah saves. But I don't think he was thinking about what that name meant. There was a lot of people named Jesus and a lot of girls named Mary back then. A lot of guys named Joseph. 9 and 11b. Kai epain. Mui. Hote. Hipage. Eis. Ton. Siloam. Kai. Nipse. Apelthane. Un. Kai. Nipsaminos. Anablepsa. And he told to me that you go. Look at that word eis there. Unto and into. Onto and into. Do you see how it means extension or limitation of thought or verbal action? That's what that preposition means there. So he went to the pool and in the pool, didn't he? In the pool, and you wash, pour water for yourself. Look at that one. Second person singular, first aorist imperative middle voice. You do this for yourself. And having gone, therefore, and having washed, I saw again. I went and I washed. And I saw again. Kai epon. Auto. Pu esten. Ekinos. Lege. Uk oida. And they said to him, where is this one? And he says, not I have known. I don't know who did it. I just know what they said his name was. That's all I know. All I know is what they said his name was. But where he is, I don't know. He couldn't see him. He was a gone. All right. Now your second volume. Volume number two. How many of you have volume one or two with you? All right. How many of you don't have volume number two at all? All right. You don't have volume number two either. Could someone go back there in that cabinet and hand them out? And I'll tell you just a little bit about it. They're down in the bottom there. And all of you raise up your hand that don't have a volume two. Okay? All right. Right down in the bottom someplace. Okay. You have any questions about this so far? Why don't we have Chris come up here and read this right back to us as we're waiting for your books to get out. All right. We'll have Chris get up here and read from where we started, 9:2 through 12. 9:2 through 12.
9:2 through 12. Okay. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while in this day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made a clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is this not he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know."
All right. He didn't. He never saw him. He had never seen Jesus so far. He didn't know what he looked like. Okay? 9 and verse 13 now. All of you there? 9 and verse 13. Augustine. Auton. Pros tus Phariseus. Ton pote tiflon. Now they have arrested him. He's arrested. Now, the Jews, when they saw somebody that was blind or whatever, or if they were sick, they considered them to be sinners. And that only God could heal leprosy. Now, Jesus healed leprosy, didn't he? He had healed people that had been paralyzed all of their life. He healed lepers. And the leprosy, they all had to go back. Before they could get a clean bill of health, they could never go to church. You know, when you were a leper or anything like that, you couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to the synagogue. So they had to go to the priest and show themselves to the priest. They had to go to the synagogues and get an okay, and they would go through a rigmarole to make sure that they were clean. Then they had to make an offering and all of this, and then they could go to church. Okay? And so they lead him, third person plural, present, indicative, active, they lead him to the Pharisees. What does the word Pharisees mean? Many tikkel eupharsin in the Old Testament. In the book of Daniel, it says that. And then it says in the days of Peleg, the earth was divided. In the days of Peleg, the earth was divided. All of those words mean to be separated, to set, to divide. The Pharisees were so holy that they did not believe that anybody else should associate with them, and they separated themselves from everyone else. They thought that they were a higher class of human beings than the rest of the muck of society. All right? And so they separated themselves. Now they're going to take this one, the blind one, the one at one time or formerly blind, the one at one time blind. 9 and verse 14 now. Ain, day, sabbaton, and he hemera, ton, pilon, epoiason, ho esus, kai, anoixen, altu, tus ophthalmos. And it kept on being the Sabbath. Why did Jesus heal these people on Sabbath? He was a habitual Sabbath breaker, wasn't he, according to them? Why did he heal these people on the Sabbath? First of all, they all went to church on the Sabbath. They all went to the synagogue on the Sabbath. And here the beggars were on the side of the road on the way to the synagogues. So everybody was passing by them, and they wanted to feel real holy that day, so they'd throw some money in the cup because they were really holy that day, you know. And it kept on being on the Sabbath. By the way, what does Sabbath mean? Huh? What does the Sabbath mean? What does Sabbath mean? Sabbaton. Finished. The week was finished. The week is finished. All right? When God created the heavens and the earth, and man, in that 6 days, he rested on the Sabbath because it was completed. The week, the first week was completed. And he had all this stuff, all this had been done in 1 week. And during, it kept on being the Sabbath in the day, the mud he made for Jesus. And he opened up of him the eyes. Now, you know what they're going to say here, these Pharisees? Guess what they're going to do. Here we have a doctor practicing medicine on the Sabbath. Now, this is illegal and it is wrong. And this guy is a sinner because he's working on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day of rest, and we're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. And if your chicken, how many, do your chickens lay almost every day, Chris? Do you ever take the eggs that they lay on Saturday? What do you do with them?
I eat them.
Oh, you do? A Pharisee wouldn't do that. Because a hen laid an egg on the Sabbath. He broke the Sabbath. Do you know that you couldn't walk across the lawn or the grass on the Sabbath? Because you might sow seeds out there. They didn't have lawnmowers, you know. They didn't have those rotaries or reel-type lawnmowers at all back then. And the grass would grow up so high and it would have seeds on it. And so if they walked across the grass, they might sow seeds. So that would be sowing seeds on the Sabbath. So you couldn't walk across your lawn on the Sabbath. If somebody was sick and he wasn't dying, he couldn't even call a physician on the Sabbath. Only if it was a life-threatening something happened to him. Yes, Chris?
Well, then why would they go to the synagogue on the Sabbath?
That's what they did.
That was
the day, and they couldn't go very far. You had to go to the local synagogue. You could only go a Sabbath day's journey. That's all you could do. You couldn't cook dinner on the Sabbath. You had to cook it the day before. You were only eating snacks on the Sabbath. A lot of them fasted all day on the Sabbath. Most of the people fasted all day on the Sabbath. They didn't make the children under 6 years old fast. But everybody else in the household had to fast from basically 12 years old up. And then during the Sabbath, and that day mud he made unto Jesus, and he opened up of him the eyes. 9 and verse 15 now. Pauline, un, eroton, auton, kai, hoi, pharisioi, pos, ana, blepsen, ho, de, epain, autuis, pelon, epaithen, epaithekain, mu, epi, tus, ophthalmus, kai, and epsa men. Kai blipon. Again, therefore, they kept on interrogating him. Look at that word eroton there. Third person plural, perfect indicative active. They kept on interrogating this man. Why do you think they wanted to find, what did they want to find out from this man? Do you think there was a guest who healed this man? They knew who healed him and they know how he healed him. But now they're trying to circumvent the circumstances because they did not want to believe. Remember, the title of the message is, "The blind see, but the spiritually blind seal their doom." The blind see, but the spiritually blind seal their doom. And these were the spiritually blind. They're sealing their doom. And therefore they kept on interrogating him, also the Pharisees. And he saw the one, and he said to them, "Mud, he put upon me, upon the eyes, and I washed, and I see." Now, breaking the Sabbath for a Jew was basically what kind of penalty?
Capital
offense. So now, he's telling me, I don't know who did this, but whoever did this put mud on my eyes, and I had mud in my eyes, and my eyes were hurting, you know. When you get mud in your eye, let's get it out of your eye. And he told me where to go wash. And when I washed my eyes to get the mud out of my eye, now this was hurting. I wasn't going to leave it there till the next day. So I went there and I niptoed and poured water into my eyes. All right. 9 and verse 16. Elegon. Un ecton pharisaeon. Tines. Uk esten. Hutos. Or utos, that is. Para. Theou. Ho anthropos. Hote to sabaton, u terrain, aloe de elegon, pos dinate, anthropos ha martolos. Toi atoi, oi toi ata, that is, semia, poien, kai schisma, ein en autos. And they kept on saying, therefore, ones out of the Pharisees, or some of the Pharisees, not, is this one from God, the man? Because the Sabbath, not, he keeps. He's a habitual Sabbath breaker. They didn't care about the evidence of him being the Messiah. Throw that out. Throw the evidence of him being Isaiah 44:6, Isaiah 42:6-8. Isaiah 35:4-6, and by the way, there's a whole lot more verses in the Bible than that. But these are just pure evidence, and they all knew these. Not he guards and keeps the Sabbath. But others, they kept on saying, how is it able a man sinful, such a sinful man, signs, miracles to do? And so now we have a division among the Pharisees. Who do you think was on what side?
Who among the Pharisees, who were their two believers?
Nicodemus
and Joseph. Right? So we got at least two there. And I guess maybe they were on the scene, weren't they? All right? Now we have Nicodemus in the last chapter. We have Nicodemus there defending Jesus. And he said, are you one of his disciples? And he simply said, you know, the evidence is that he is the Messiah. But they didn't want to hear it, did they? They were going to be spiritually blind and they were going to seal their doom. 9 and verse 17. Lugusen. Un to tiflon. Pauline t c leges. Peri atu. Hote anioxen. Su tus ophthalmus. Ho de apain. Hote prophetes. Aston. And they said, therefore, the one blind. Again, they said to the one blind again, what did you say concerning him? Because he opened up the eyes of you, and the one he said that a prophet he is. I believe he's a prophet. Now, how many prophets have been around on the ground walking up and down the streets of Jerusalem and out through the hills and the byways? How many prophets were there around there at this time? There was one. John the Baptist. One God. And now John the Baptist, what did John the Baptist say about Jesus? Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And some of the Pharisees came to him and they wanted to be baptized by him because they just wanted to seem like they were going along with the crowd. Okay? Now, what did Jesus say to them? Not Jesus, but what did John the Baptist say to them? Who calls you to flee from the wrath to come, ye sons of Satan? Basically. And Jesus got to saying here to these people a while ago, in the last chapter, Jesus told them that Satan was their father. That they were born of Satan. That they had rejected God so long that they had finally sealed their doom. By rejecting, they had sealed their doom. They weren't born sealed, but they had rejected until they sealed their doom. Nine and 18. Ook. Epestuson, un hoi, yudoioi, peri atu, hoti ein tiflos, kai anaplexen, heos hoop to, ephaneson, tus goines atu, tu anaplexatos. Not they believed, therefore, the ones Jews. Concerning him. They did not want to believe. Let's look at that third person singular first aorist indicative active. Did they waver at all in their unbelief? They were sealing their unbelief. How many times did Jehovah give Pharaoh to believe? How many times did he allow him to believe? How many times did he accost him with miracles? How many times? 10 times. After 10 times that Pharaoh hardened his own heart, God began to harden his heart. So now we have Jehovah God hardening their heart because they would not believe. How many miracles had he done? How many lepers were healed? 10. Did you think that was just a number out of the sky? How many times did Pharaoh harden his own heart? 10. How many people did Jesus raise from the dead? How many lepers did he heal? How many deaf did he restore their hearing? How many times that people could not speak? Remember the Gadarene demoniac that could not speak? And he spoke and glorified God, and he wanted to be a disciple. You know what Jesus did to him? He made him into a missionary. He said, go over there to Decapolis and preach. tell your family, go back to your family, and they would believe. This guy was a Gadarene demoniac. He was demon-possessed, and now he's in his right mind, got his clothes on, and preaching. You know what happened in the Decapolis? In those Decapolis. Deca, 10 cities is what it was. That's where the strongest churches in the early period of time was, where the Gadarene demoniac went. They believed. 9 and verse 17. Legusin. Un to tiflo. Pollen. T. C. Leges. Peri atu. Hote. Anexin. Su tus athamus. Ho de epain. Hote prophetes estin. And they said, therefore, the blind one again, what you say concerning him, because he opened up of me the eyes, and he said that he a prophet he is. Now this one is a prophet. He's just as valid as John the Baptist. Okay? 9 and verse 18. Uk epistuason un hoi judaioi peri atu hote ein tiflos kai anablepsin eos otu ephaneson tus gones autu tu anablepsantos. Not they believe therefore the one Jews concerning him. And he continued to be blind, the one continued to be blind, and he saw until then they called the parents of him, the one having seen. All right? And now they're going to take, and they're going to interrogate his parents and find out what happens. You know what all this is about? This is about church. This is about an ungodly church. These are the hierarchy of an ungodly church, which is called a synagogue. And now they're going to interrogate the parents of him, and they're going to try to throw them out of the synagogue because these people are wrong and they're following false prophets. So we're going to get rid of them. All right? Kai eroptason, altus legontes, hutos estin ho huius himon hon himes legete hote tiflos eganethe pos un blepe arte. Alright? And they kept on interrogating them. Just like they were thieves and robbers and criminals. They kept on interrogating them. Every synagogue was what also? Every synagogue was a courthouse. So now he's being tried. His parents are being tried. They kept on interrogating them like they were criminals, saying, this one, he is the son of you all, whom ye say, because blind he was born, and how therefore he sees now. How therefore he sees now. They kept on interrogating. They interrogated and asked him then, this one, he is the son of you all, whom ye say, or what do you have to say about this one being born blind, and how therefore does he see until now? Chris, do you have that Amplified Bible with you tonight?
No.
You don't? We don't have an Amplified Bible among the bunch. Do we have one over there? No, we don't. Okay, let's see here. Brother, you want to bring up your non-Amplified Bible? What translation do you have there?
NIV.
NIV. You want to bring that NIV up here? And go from about through 16 through 19 and read that to us. And smooth it out just a little bit.
Smooth it out.
Yeah.
16 through 19.
Yeah.
Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others asked, how can a sinner perform such signs? So they were divided. Then they turned again to the blind man. What have you to say about him? It was your eyes he opened. The man replied, he is a prophet. They still did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they sent for the man's parents. Is this your son, they asked? Is this the one you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?
All right. They're acting really dumb, aren't they? They're acting dumb. They knew who he was. They knew about this man. Their parents was in this synagogue. You know that in the synagogues, when you go to church, you go sit down someplace, don't you? If you go to a synagogue, you go sit down in the seat you bought. When you go to a synagogue, you go sit down in the seat that you bought. These people had to buy a seat. And they were members of this synagogue, which now has become a court. And now they're trying the people that they know, and they've got all these people that are contemporaries with him, of the same generation, and everybody's saying the same thing. All right? 9 and verse 20. Chris.
Would they have let their blind son go to church with them?
No. But they knew what he was. He was a beggar on the side of the road as a going. That man was 86 out of the synagogues. He was separated because they felt either his parents sinned, and this was God's judgment. And how can you bring a condemned a sinner into a synagogue? That's only for the righteous. We try to get unrighteous people to go to church with us so they'll get saved. That's what we do today. But those Pharisees back then, nobody could go except those that believe and that are righteous and are upright and they have no problems. The blind couldn't go. The deaf couldn't go. None of these people could go to a synagogue because they were under the judgment of God, under the hammer of God. And they weren't allowed to show any mercy to them since God had not shown mercy to them either. 9 and verse 20. Apa tri theson, un hoi genes, autu kai ipon, oidamen, hote, hutos, esten, hovios, himon, kai hote, tiflos, eget, agenethe. 9 and verse 20. And they caught up in speech, therefore, the one's parents, the ones that generated him. Genesed him. And they said, we have known that this one, he is the... What kind of son was he? That's Weos. What was it? He's our firstborn son. He is our firstborn son, so we know what he is now. He wasn't a technon. A technon is what? That's a live birth. He's not just one of the children, but this man was the firstborn. Okay? He's the firstborn. And in the Bible, God always rejects the first birth, doesn't he? Your first birth is not enough. You must be born again. Esau was the firstborn, but God rejected him. All right? Adam was the firstborn. Not Adam, but Cain was the firstborn. But God rejected him because he was rejectable. All the way down through the Bible, we see all of this over and over and over again. And they said, we have known that this one, he is our firstborn son. And that blind, he was caused to become when he was born. We'll read verse 21 and we'll quit there tonight. Post de nin blepein. Uk. Oidamen, a tis anoexen, autu tus ophthalmos, hemes uk oidamen, auton era tesate, elikion eke uk autos, peri hiato lalese. Now they're gonna pass the buck. They're going to pass the buck. And how now he sees, not we have known. Look at that one. We have known. We don't know how this happened. Or who he opened up of him the eyes. We have known him. You ask him because he is of age. He is Helikion. He is of age. He's grown up. And he can answer concerning himself. He shall speak for himself. Look at that. He's of age. He has come of age. And you ask him who healed him. Now, had they already done this? All right. They didn't want to believe. I don't care how much evidence they would have had here in front of them. They would not believe. These people were part of their local synagogue.
Dr.
James? Yes.
I just noticed, you know, Jesus said that he was blind in order that God may be glorified, and nobody here is giving glory to God.
No.
Everybody, they're nitpicking.
They are absolutely trying to put darkness over the glory of God. No, they will not give God the glory. They will not do it. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Genesis 1 and 3. And then Exodus 13 and verse 21. The Shekinah glory of God, and Jesus was that Shekinah glory. He was the glory of the Lord. And here he is, the glory of the Lord again, but they would not believe. They would not believe. They chose not to believe. They sealed their doom. The Gentiles are seeing. The Gentiles are beginning to see, and the Gentiles are beginning to see the light, and the Gentiles are going to see the miracles, and they will believe. But the religious upper echelon will not believe. Only a few would. Only a few. Any other questions?
Did the Gentiles go to the synagogue?
Yes, Gentiles could go to the synagogue if they became proselytes. Well, the one in Capernaum there, the one in Capernaum, That synagogue in Capernaum was built by a Gentile. He paid for it. He paid for that synagogue to be built. He paid for the whole thing.
So was most of these people witnessing this Jews then?
Most of them were Jews. The ones, the Jews there, when it talks the word Jews, it's talking about the leaders. Because many of the common people were believing. Now the leaders, When Nicodemus stood up and he started defending Jesus, they said to Nicodemus, there's not one among the leadership that believed. Nobody of the, no leader of the Pharisees, none of the leaders, no famous people in the synagogue, no big shot in the synagogue has believed. We don't believe. We do not believe in him. What does that tell you? That their religion was defunct. When Jesus went into the temple area, he braided a whip and beat the tar out of these money changers, which were there exactly by the permission of the high priest. They were licensed by the high priest to be there. And when Jesus whipped them, he was whipping the high priest. And he's telling the high priest when he turned over their benches that you are bankrupt. That your religion is bankrupt, you will not see, you will not hear. You're blind. Blind, he said, blind leading the blind. And both fall in the ditch. He said, you go surpass land and sea to make one proselyte, and you two times make him the sons of hell that you are. Because they would not believe. John the Baptist said to them, who has caused you to flee from the wrath to come? And Jesus said, you will not believe because you are sons of the devil. And you do his works. I do the works of my Father, and you will not believe. And you love the works of your Father because he is a murderer, and you keep on trying to murder me. All you do is try to murder me. Your murder's in your heart. Because he was a murderer from the beginning. Who was his first disciple? Who was Satan's first disciple? Who followed Satan? Who was the first man to commit murder in the Bible? Cain. And they looked at Cain. Oh, we have gotten the Messiah. We have gotten the Messiah. He said, we have gotten at the Messiah. We've gotten the Lord, Jehovah. And what a disappointment that was. Cain. Cain was a total disappointment. He was the heir. He was the wheels. He was the heir. He was going to be the patriarch of the family. And yet he threw it all away because he did not want to follow God's law. And these people, they have got, they've manufactured a religion that they want to follow. And in other places in the Bible it says, let's kill him. He's going to take our religion away from us and our nation away from us. We will no longer be leaders and we will no longer be the upper echelon. We will no longer be the leadership in the synagogues because he's going to take all of this away from us. Let's kill him. Murders. Envy. Thou shalt not envy. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not lie. All of that they were doing. And yet they said they were Pharisees up and above, beyond all of this. Anything else? Nothing else? Well, I'm going to turn you loose on the world. Montana, would you mind coming up here and dismissing us in prayer tonight, brother? He's our missionary in training, and he's home with us. And good to have you back, brother.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. I thank you we get to come here and learn about you and learn about your word, and I pray that you just help us to understand it, and that we'll go out and live it. And in your name, amen.
Amen.